Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans, and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Meeting people, either socially or professionally, is always interesting, even in the queue at the Labour Exchange, or, as we now know it, the Ministry of Social Security.
Good morning, Gov. Yeah, makes you sick how they make us queue up every Monday and Friday just to collect our rights, don't it?
Of course, this is my first week, but I do see what you mean. It is all rather humiliating.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, well, never mind about that. All I'm saying is it makes you sick, don't it? Makes you sick. Anyone would think it was their money they was handing out. When I last worked in 1953...
Go along now, we haven't got all day, get in line.
Hark at him, go on, hark at him. This new manager's a proper little Hitler, isn't he? Here, hang on. Did you say this was your first time in the sign here and that's your lot queue?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's flipping odd. I could have sworn I'd seen you at the Labour before.
You have. Up to last week, I was the manager of the exchange.
You can even have unexpected meetings when you're alone in your car and trapped in a traffic jam.
Go away. Oh, just a minute, I'll wind the window down. Right, now what do you want?
Here, madam, I've got something to interest you.
I doubt it. Go away.
No, really, I have. Want to buy a stolen?
A stolen what?
You name it. I've had a good year.
You're not even safe in your home. Just as you're settling down to a meal, what happens?
Oh, blast. Well, what is it?
Hello, Squire. Here. Yeah, I wonder if you can give me some help.
You're drunk. You're jealous. Now, I'm in the middle of a meal, so what is it you want, and be quick about it?
Yes, certainly. Yeah, I wonder if you could direct me to the hospital. I wonder whether you could direct me to the offices of that magnificent organization called Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, Alcoholics Anonymous. Congratulations. I take it you want to join.
Not flaming lightly. I want to resign.
Of course, all meetings aren't unexpected. Commander Murray on board HMS Troutbridge, which is sailing into Bergholm in Sweden with the other 17 ships of the squadron on their goodwill mission, is eagerly looking forward to meeting his wife, Rita. By the greatest of good luck, Rita will be in Sweden with her horse, Bouncing Betty, and the British show jumping team to compete for the Colonel Olaf Zinkheisen Gold Cup and Trophy.
Now, assuming the tennis club's flannel dance is on Saturday, and allowing for a Forsyth wind up your parking lot, and you're steering clear of oysters because there isn't an hour in the month, I would say, as long as you're not a square, and you've got a nice hypotenuse on both sides, and they're almost equal, I would say what we need a touch of the old, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is, sir.
Oh, for goodness sake, Mr. Phillips, stop pretending you're navigating and get the ship docked. Don't you care that it's been months since my wife, Ritakins, I mean, Mrs. Murray, and I have had a chance to communicate with each other.
Sexy swine.
You dirty old devil.
Nothing of a sort. With my wife, Ritakins, I mean, Mrs. Murray, and I, it's a pure, clean meeting of the minds.
A likely story.
And if the meeting's got to take place in Sweden, I wouldn't mind reading it. Fully illustrated, of course.
That's enough. I remind you that Wheatkins and I mean, Mr. Murray, are husband and wife. And as such, we're perfectly entitled to. I mean, it's quite natural to. It's been a long time since we communicated with each other. Understood?
Sexy swine.
You dirty old devil.
Nothing of the sort! I'm not a sexy swine or a dirty old devil. I'm just a normal, warm-blooded human being who happens to be married to his lovely Rita, whom he hasn't seen for 6 months and who wants to be a communicator.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm glad to hear you in such good spirits.
Oh, not really, sir. It was just that Commander Murray was saying how much he was looking forward to seeing the wife.
Oh, good. Beef. Don't tell me my dear wife Ramona is out here as well.
No, sir. No, not your wife, sir. Mr. Phillips means Rita King.
I mean Mrs. Murray.
Yeah, the well-known communicator.
Well, thank heavens for that. No, sir. It's my wife Rita King. I mean Mrs. Murray, who'll be standing on the quayside waiting for me. By a happy coincidence, she's out here to ride with the British contingent in the Colonel Olaf Thinkeisen Gold Cup and Trophy show jumping competition.
Oh, Beef. I do hope my best uniform's cleaned. Is there someone who can polish my ceremonial sword? Oh, my word, the British show-jumping team. Now, look here, Commander Murray. Do you have any inside information?
Inside information? About what?
No names, no pack drill, but do you think there's any chance that her daughter will be out here with if he's on leave again.
Sorry, Captain Proby, I don't understand. I can't think what you're talking about.
Oh, good man, I understand. Lips sealed and all that. Oh, I shan't tell her so.
What on earth's he on about? All that old rubbish about...
Everybody down!
Now, who did that?
Well, with due respect, Mr. Phillips, you did.
I never touched a thing.
That's the trouble. You were so busy listening to other people's conversations, you forgot to dock us.
We are docked. Halfway up the harbour wall, but we are docked.
He's always got an answer. It drives me raving mad. Now, look here, Mr. Phillips. I'm sick and fed up with...
There's Mrs. Murray, sir.
All this inefficiency on your part. Furthermore, I don't intend...
You're right, Mr. Phillips. It is Mrs. Murray. I recognise the job.
Stand any more of...
Who? Your wife, sir. She's aboard.
She can't be. We haven't lowered the gangplank yet.
We don't need to, sir. Well, Mr. Phillips docked halfway up the harbour wall. All she had to do was climb over the side.
Stevikins! Where are you?
She needs me! Stevikins, my love, my life, I'm here!
Come away, Mr. Phillips, sir. This is no place for us.
Oh, yes, it is. I want to watch. I think they're going to communicate.
Mr. Phillips, sir, out!
Stevikins! This way, dearest!
Stevikins! Oh, my
Stevikins! Rita! Lost!
Oh, Stevikins! You don't know what this means! It's all my hope!
No, steady on, old girl. It's all right. Tidy up the chairs. And here now.
Oh, Stevikins, thank heavens! I just can't keep it to myself any longer. I've got news for you. I wanted you to be the first to know. I may be nobbled.
What? I demand you give me the name of this scoundrel who, taking advantage of my absence and totally against your will, I'm sure, Mumbled you.
Oh, Stevikins, you've got it all wrong. It's not me that may be nobbled. It's my horsey, Bouncing Betty. Here, read this threatening letter. Everyone at the British show jumping team in Bergholm received a copy of it this morning.
Right. Let's see what the blackguards had to say.
Dear to whom it may concern, member of the British show jumping team. Copies to Porky Smythe on Fire Hydrant. Rita Murray, Nafa Font Betox on Bouncing Betty. Robbie Twirlingham Sequins on Goofy Gal. Angus McDoom on Penny Pincher. Wing Commander Bomber Belcher on Whoops, Pardon Again. Angela Pratt's Bottom on The Duke's Pleasure. Captain Algie Dingling Gaylord on Pretty Boy. And any other British show jumping fool who is stupid enough to attempt to win our trophy.
Good heavens. I've no idea it was so serious.
There's more. Now read on, Stevikin.
I will. I'm not afraid to.
If you do not withdraw from the competition, we give you due warning that your entries will be made slightly unrideable. Yours faithfully, A. Nonny Mouse.
What? That does it. These foreign louts mustn't be allowed to threaten the British. Oh, and my wife.
Oh, Stevikins, my hero. You're so brave. But be careful, darling. And if you think it's wiser for me to know, what are you going to do?
Simple. Ask Phillips and Pertwee if they've got an idea.
Right, then, let's take a vote. All in favour of having this nobbling stopped by Rita's husband, Lieutenant Commander Murray, say so now, and it must be unanimous. Does the team agree? Yeah. Right, then, we're agreed. We'll take a vote. Robbie?
Anything you say, old Lowell.
Dingling?
Well, I can't be in, Porky Old Joe Paws. You know me, I always go with the crowd.
Angela?
Yes, certainly. Anything you say to me.
Mr. McDoo?
Aye.
Well, that leaves you, Bomber. I presume you'll go along with everybody else?
Certainly not. I'm ashamed of you. Ashamed. What would Churchill have said in this situation?
Well,
I'll tell you what Churchill would have said. He'd have said, "This is our horse's finest hour."
But all I want is...
I'll tell you what I'd do if I could catch the beggars who tried to nobble our horses. I'd bung him in a Lancaster bomber, take him over Berlin, and drop them from 20,000 feet without parachutes. Shake the Hun a hell of a lot more than leaflets.
Look, Bomber, all we want is your boat.
My chair's wearing out the pattern of my kilt, so say something.
Never mind about bringing in the Royal Navy. Take the advice of the Royal Air Force. Drop them, I say. Drop them.
I shall do nothing of the sort.
It's unanimous. We're all agreed. We'll leave it to Lieutenant Commander Murray and his bright idea.
Oh, come to bed, Rita. You had to slurp that stuff all over your face.
I'm nearly finished now, Stevikins.
Oh, good. Incidentally, I'm wearing those blue and white striped woolly pajamas you gave me for my birthday last year.
Oh, silly old Stevikins, you shouldn't have bothered to put them on. Well, at least, not tonight. Well, that's me done. I'm all ready.
Oh, good. So am I.
Right. Nighty night, darling. See you in the morning.
But where are you going?
Oh, silly old Stevikins. Memory like a sieve. Can't have forgotten I'm in training.
So am I. I have been ever since I left Portsmouth.
Oh, now, Stevikins, let's have none of that silly business.
Silly business? You realize that I've sailed thousands of miles over the last few months and at last we have the chance to communicate?
That's all you seem to think about these days. Bouncing Betty would be ashamed of you.
I don't give a damn about Bouncing Betty or the horse show.
Now, don't be childish.
I'm not being childish.
You just don't care that at this very minute, Bouncing Betty could be getting nobbled.
Bully for Bouncing Betty. But you care that I'm the only person who's not going to get nobbled.
Oh, well, if we're going to throw stabilizer... No, we're not. Stable fertilizer at each other. Me.
Why?
Well, because you should be down at the stables keeping guard on Bouncing Betty along with Chief Petty Officer Pertry and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Well, they're not married. And they weren't expecting to communicate. In any case, I'm the captain and I ordered them to keep watch in the stables so that you and I'd be free to sing.
Oh, that was thoughtful of you, dear. Right. Well, I'm off.
Off where?
Well, I've just got time to take some coffee down to the stables with your two chaps. Then I've got to book into my bedroom at the sports centre.
Bedroom at the what?
Well, you just don't listen, dearkins. I did tell you I was in training. I mean, I have to book in at the centre with the team manager. Otherwise, I shall be barred from taking part in the events.
Well, I'm obviously not going to take part in any event. So, communications to the lot of you. Good night.
Oh, this hay's a bit strong, Mr. Phillips.
Chief, I don't think it's hay.
Well, whatever the case, Mr. Phillips, sir, we'll never sleep through it.
I don't know. It's practically knocked me out already.
How the horses can stand it, I'll never know. Why don't they just walk away from it?
They can't. It goes with them.
Pardon?
I know that smell anywhere. It's Dr. Loxley Calthorpe's horse oil. I once rubbed it on my knee. It works wonders.
Oh, what happened?
Well, after 2 days, I ran like anything. And my hair didn't half shine. What's the time?
2:15, sir.
Oh, isn't that odd? I could have sworn I heard the Bergholm clock strike 2.
Yeah, you did, sir. But as we all know, the Bergholm Town Hall clock is permanently 15 minutes slow.
What's that?
Quiet, sir. It could be the nobbler. Get down in the hay.
It'll mess up my uniform.
Quiet, sir. Come on, get down.
Hello. Peek-hoo. Anyone for hot coffee? It is instant and I made it myself. It's Wheatakins. I mean, Mrs. Murray.
Oh, it's all right. Good evening, Mrs. Murray, sir.
Gosh. Or is it Lummy? Who would have thought that Wheatakins, I mean, Mrs. Murray, was the nobbler?
Mr. Phillips, sir. Commander Murray's wife, Wheatakins, I mean, Mrs. Murray, may be a lot of things, but she's not the nobbler.
No?
No.
Black or white?
Black, please.
Oh, hard cheese. I've only got white.
Take it, sir. Take it. It may taste white, but think black.
Here we are. Our bottoms up and night-night Bouncing Betty. See you at the horses show tomorrow.
Lummy. Or is it Gosh? Bouncing Betty understood every word the nobbler said.
Mr. Phoenix, sir, once and for all, Mrs. Murray, I mean Wheatakins, is not the nobbler. Well, she's gone anyway. I know something that hasn't, though. Mr. Phillips, are you absolutely certain the pong in here is linny minny minny min? It smells more like
shut up, Chief. If the nobbler isn't Mrs. Murray, how are we going to know who the nobbler is?
Mr. Phillips, sir, rely on Pertwee's natural instincts.
That's all very well, Chief. But if the nobbler isn't Mrs. Murray, how are we going to know who the nobbler is?
Well, by relying on Pertwee's instincts, sir. I can know a right one or a wrong one as soon as I see one. When the real nobbler turns up, you, sir, create a diversion as soon as I belt you a fork to one of the ribs with my right elbow.
That's jolly kind of you.
Thanks.
That's more pleasure, sir. Quiet, Mr. Phillips, sir. This could be him.
You mean?
The Nobbler.
Yes, sir. Hello, Labs.
Halt and identify yourself or I shall fire.
What with, sir? You haven't got a gun.
Oh. In that case, one false move and I shall shout bang.
Oh, do stop talking out loud. It's me, Dingling. Sorry about this. I must be in the wrong stable. I was just checking that my horse, Pretty Boy, is in the pink of condition. Righty-night. I say, that horse oil you're using on Bouncing Betty is a bit powerful, isn't it?
God, that proves it. Dingling must be the Nobbler. He doesn't know a thing about horses.
Well, how'd you make that out, sir?
He wanted to know if his horse was in the pink. And even I know you can't have a pink horse.
You know, the only thing that astounds me about that statement, sir, is that you were aware that you couldn't have a pink horse.
Well, you can have pink elephants, but you can't have a pink...
Shh. Here comes another one. Ah. Who's that going, shh?
Nobody. It's only us.
Hello, my old dear. Glad to see you on guard. Rita asked me to pop in with these nerve tablets for Bouncing Betty to calm the old mare down. You give her one every 4 hours to stop her getting jumpy at the jumpies.
I'll take those, Mr. Sequins.
Yes, you leave them with us. We'll make sure that... Why do you keep buffing me a forkney one in the ribs with your right elbow? Oh, yes, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Of course, sir. Yes. Yes, 5, 6, 7, 8. Who do we appreciate? Aston Villa. Tottenham Hot. That's it. Hot fire. Yes, of course, fire. No, I can't. No, I haven't got a gun. In that case, bang. No, that's no good. No, it doesn't mean a light. That's it, light. There, got it. Light. Light by the light of the silvery moon. I love to shine.
Yes,
bang. Bang. You mean I've created enough diversion?
I have to say you've done your little nautical nuts.
Oh.
It's a Burlington sequence, sir. It's cabaret time being over.
About a nice mug of coffee before you gallop off out of it.
Oh, that's awfully kind of you, Squire. White and 6 lumps, please.
Yes, I'd rather like a cup as well.
No, you wouldn't, sir.
Cheers. Ah, delicious.
Lummy, you must have been terribly tired.
Not as tired as Bouncing Betty would have been if she'd had them tablets. I slipped one in the coffee pot for Mr. Sequin while you was diversifying by the light of the silvery moon, sir. There's your Nobbler, Mr. Phillips.
Gosh, Chief, that's brilliant. How did you know Mr. Sequin was the nobbling one?
Inside information, sir. Quite by chance. Completely by accident, I found myself in every bookie's shop in town. And when confronted by an urgent bunch of fives, they all admitted that Mr. Sequin had backed the British team to lose. There. What do you think of that?
I think it's jolly pretty.
Pardon?
By the lies of the silvery moon. I know that
you... Hello, chap.
Having
a bit of a sing-song?
No, I'm just having a bit of a diversion.
Oh, well, peace yourself.
What are you doing here, sir?
I thought you'd have been, communicating. No, she's in training.
Lummy. I didn't know you had to train for that.
Oh, no, that's not what I... Oh, good. Coffee.
I think I'll have a cup.
No,
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Yeah. Cheers. Delicious.
And then there were two. Well, see you after the GGs have done their proverbials, Mr. Phillips. Sir.
Well, there hasn't been a clear round so far, and the British team desperately need one to win this trophy. You'll recall that Bomber Belcher fell at the first jump, which is the brick wall, and according to the hospital reports, his condition is fairly unsatisfactory. Porky Smile on Fire Hydrant blew up in the water jump. Angela Pratt Bottom dropped several bricks going over the wall. Captain Elgin Dingling Gaylord failed to make a turn on Pretty Boy,
and left the arena through the emergency exit, and we're still waiting for news of him. As you will have heard, Robbie Twarlington Sequins on Goofy Gal has been suspended pending further inquiries, so it's all up to Rita Fafont-Bittock, I mean Mrs. Laurier, on Bouncing Betty, and she's just coming to the last fence now, and she's over! She's over! And that's the first and only clear run, and it gives Great Britain the trophy!
Gosh, Commander Murray, sir, you must be proud.
Hello, there she is! Over here, Rita! Oh, Britikins, my life, my love, you did it! Britain is proud of you! Right, well, let's get back to the hotel. Pertwee and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips will see Bouncing Betty gets her oats, and while we,
No, Stevenkins, we can't. I've got to pack Bouncing Betty away in her horsey box right away and fly back with the team. I've got to get back to that silly old Aerodrome straight away because my visa runs out at midnight.
But I was hoping that we could...
Goodbye, darling. See you when you get back to Portsmouth. Lovely to have met you. Gee up.
Oh! Communications after the lot of you!
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been novelled in The Navy Life, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans. John Pertwee was the Chief Petty Officer, Leslie Phillips.